Good morning. Yes, this is Karen Gregerson.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for calling. Karen with the Farmers Bank from our Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Thanks for your time this morning, Karen.
Very happy to be on the call today, this morning.
Karen, we have a new person working the board today.
Yeah, I'm new here.
That's okay. We all need to give a little more grace during times like this.
Yeah, we do. Yes, thank you.
So we're... Are you guys going to change much if and when and what we perceive to be told after the elections to where you're going to go kind of back to where we were? Because that's kind of where it looks like we're heading towards.
Well, we are constantly monitoring it. I mean, I hate to try to look too far in the future because it seems like things just change every day. But, you know, if we may have to step back to what we had before where it's just drive-through only, but I'm hoping we won't have to do that. We've got some really good protocols in place. Our customers have been really good about following them, and so we're just going to keep monitoring it and do what's safe for our customers and our employees.
For those who want to go into the bank, have you gone back to the Clinton entrance, or are you Kenny entrance from the other way?
We're still sticking. I'm still sticking with the Walnut Street entrance.
Okay.
Because it has good access to parking, both
regular
and handicap parking. And it's easier to get the queues lined up so that we can keep a good, safe social distance. If we open up both, it's going to be hard to manage that traffic flow.
Yeah.
And also it takes somebody else off the teller line, which slows down the service to our customers, and we really hate to do that.
So I take it you've been very happy with how everybody has gone to whatever you decided to do.
Yeah, you know... The customers have adapted really well. Many are choosing not to come in just for their own, you know, a caution. So we're getting, you know, more use in the drive up. We're not seeing as heavy of a volume as we did in the spring, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also seeing a lot more adoption of electronic, and digital. And so we're helping our customers walk through that if they want to learn how to, deposit their checks through their phones or do their banking online. So I'm just so glad we have options available to our customers so we can offer whatever they're most comfortable with.
Yeah, and it seems like you guys have been able to offer more things since the pandemic's been out there.
Yeah, we've been trying to you know, stay on top of everything and consider what's the best and safest way for our customers and our employees.
By the way, congratulations on your award earlier this week.
Well, thank you. It was a nice surprise.
Yeah, I've got, of course, we ran the story. I put it on CCDN, and then it's been, you know, I think we've gotten pretty good coverage out of that, so.
I'm amazed how much coverage, so I appreciate that.
No, not a problem. So what is the holidays going to look like for you guys?
Well, that'll remain to be seen, but we hope that we can continue to do what we're doing. And, of course, I'm trying to remember when the Christmas it lands this year.
Christmas itself, I think, is either Friday or Saturday. I can't remember which one.
Okay. Yeah, I can't either. So obviously that'll mean some adjustment to the hours with us being closed.
It's Friday. I know. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but Christmas and New Year's both are on Fridays this year.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that means a long weekend for our employees because they'll get a half day off on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And then, of course, we'll be closed for the holidays. So we'll be prepared for a little heavier traffic as people come in, you know, getting cash for gifts or whatever. So we'll be prepared.
All right. Are we missing anything? Is there anything else you want to bring up before we let you go?
You know, last time we talked, I forgot to mention about our mural that was completed.
Right.
On the fence between our building and Pepe.
Yep.
And Jennifer Davis, local artist, did that for us, and we're really pleased with how it turned out. And it's kind of fun to pick out the different hallmarks of Clinton County and Frankfort in particular. I don't know if the schools picked out their mascots are all in there, so kind of fun to honor our community in that way.
Yeah, it is very much so. Okay, if there isn't anything else, I'm going to let you go.
And all right. Well, thank you, and you guys stay safe.
Yeah,
well.
You do the same, Karen. Thanks a lot for everything.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Karen. That is Karen Gregerson with the Farmers Bank as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.